Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits.
How old are you, Johnny? She asked.
16.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
A wise old king once said, "Of the making of books, there is no end." How true today. Of the overabundance of writing published each year, what's worth reading? The answer is simple. Read only the best. Come join the discussion on Just the Best Literature.
Well, hello again, everyone. Thanks for listening in today. I was surprised to learn that the book that I want to begin discussing today is listed on Amazon.com as the number one bestseller on African politics. Now, I also noticed that over 3,244 customers have reviewed this book, and it has received a star rating. It's a five-star rating. So that's a really great review when you have all five stars, and also that's an awful lot of people that have reviewed this book. Now, I have to admit, I was perplexed by the subject heading assigned to the book, African politics. That really did perplex me. So what I did is I just got onto the review page. I thought I'm just going to look down through the names. And here's a list of the first, maybe few viewers' names. Their names were Margaret, Gary, Deborah, Heidi, Chuck, Jeff, William, Michael. Now, these did not sound African to me. And so they sounded really Western. In fact, they sounded North American, or maybe I could get a little more specific. They sounded very, very much from people in the U.S. I have not looked at every review, but the ones I did, it is clear to me that most of the reviewers of this book are American. Now, one of the first reviews is titled "A Gripping and Must Read for All Americans." Now, I think just because you know I've been talking about this and schedules and all that, I think you know that the book I'm referring to is 13 Hours, The Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi. And, of course, this book is by Mitchell Zuckoff, and he did this writing with the Annex security team. So it really is a very popular book, and it was when it first came out. So what I want to do today is I want to introduce our JBL discussion of the book, 13 Hours, and I'll just shorten it for the program. But remember, when I say 13 Hours, I really mean the full title, 13 Hours, The Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi, because there's some other books out there that are just 13 Hours, and so we don't want to have you confused. Now, I know that it's been 4 years and about 1 month since Ambassador Chris Stevens, State Department employees Sean Smith, and CIA security contractors Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty were killed. And since that much time has passed, should what happened at Benghazi matter to Americans? Now, I think that's a fair question. I think that's an interesting question. I feel that it's unfortunate, but for many Americans, it really doesn't matter. Now, many just want to, push the subject under the rug, or they just wish it would go away. And I noticed during our primary elections this year that if a moderator asked former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a question on Benghazi, her supporters booed the moderator. So even during the election, there was a lot of Americans who support Mrs. Clinton that just did not believe it was fair to even ask any questions on Benghazi. Now, by the time you hear this program, the U.S. election will be over. Either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton will hold the most powerful office in the Western world. Now, Mrs. Clinton really does not believe Benghazi matters. And how do I know that? Well, we know what she has stated in investigations. I want to give you a quote by our editor-in-chief of the Philadelphia Trumpet, Gerald Fleury. He does have a new book that's really just come off the press, and it's called Great Again. and it does deal with the subject of America. And he does quote what Mrs. Clinton's thoughts are on Benghazi. And here's what he says on page 12. And again, remember, Mrs. Clinton really could be our president right now. This really should matter to all Americans. Here's what Mr. Fleury writes on page 12 of this book. And again, the book is titled Great Again. When Secretary Clinton was later investigated over the lies in the White House's response to the Benghazi attack, she responded, "What difference at this point does it make?" Apparently, a lot of Americans agree with her. Mrs. Clinton is now the presumptive Democratic nominee and could become America's next president. Now, Mr. Fleury continues. He says, that speaks volumes about our people. We get the leaders we deserve, especially in a democratic republic. We the people must accept the blame for the problems. And so here, you know, we had an ambassador killed. We had State Department employees killed. We had CIA security contractors killed. And it really should matter to us. And this is our government. This was our embassy. It may have been far away in Libya, but these are still Americans defending the freedoms of other people. Now, if you would like a copy of this book, it is free to you upon request, and you can request a copy at this number. The number is 1-800-772-8577. Again, the number is 1-800-772-8577. The title of the book is Great Again. So I think you'll find this book very interesting, and we'll offer it again in later programs on this book. Now, we have to remember that the facts surrounding Benghazi and what took place in our American embassy and what Washington, D.C.'s part in the whole incident was should matter to Americans who are concerned about where this country is headed. Now, I'm an American. I've been an American all my life. I'm 65 years old, happy to be an American, and I know that things have not been good in years, and really, it's not getting any better for us. And so it really is kind of sad for us that one of our leaders really says, what does it matter that, well, really, four American citizens were killed in a foreign country at an American embassy. Now I do believe that when I listen to my fellow Americans out there, and I do ask people from time to time what they think about Benghazi, I still do believe that it is a subject that many Americans want to know more about. Now, of course, I do also believe that there are some others that are sitting on the fence about Benghazi and the government's role in it. I know I have family members that just simply refuse to talk about it. And part of the reason is, I think, is, you know, they're sitting on the fence, but I really believe it's emblematic of a personal fear people feel towards our current government. You know, they're afraid to speak out for fear of what will happen to them. Now, it really does take, I think, a certain amount of personal courage to dig for the truth. And but that's what we really should be doing. And that's really what Americans have been known for, is getting down to the truth and digging into the truth. And I believe knowing the truth on Benghazi should far outweigh our fear of being criticized or ostracized, or being called a racist because our president and his staff made some serious mistakes on September 11th, 2012. And, you know, people are human. People make mistakes. And we live in a society. We are supposed to be, you know, the proud or, you know, a free people that we can speak our minds. And we should be able to speak our minds. We should also be able to ask questions of those who lead us. And remember, America was founded on this whole basis of freedom of speech, where, you know, we don't have to suffer from tyrannical rulers If we see our rulers or those who lead us or guide us or those who we elect to office, they actually, you know, are in office for us. They speak for us. And, you know, when we send our congressmen to Congress, when we send our senators there, they're there to speak for us. In other words, they're our servants and they're our voice in the government. And really, our president and his staff are our voice in the world. They should be able to communicate what Americans feel to other world leaders. And, of course, they should defend us and protect us. And so really, those are some of the big issues that are really come out around the subject of Benghazi. And certainly we can use this book to learn facts that really, in many ways, our government hasn't even told us. Now, I told you I looked at some of the reviews on Amazon, and here's one of the top reviews. And this is by a reader. Her name is Marsha. And I have every right or every belief, or I have every bit of confidence that she's a real person, and that you know, this wasn't a made up review. And remember, I got it off of the Amazon.com website. But here's what she wrote after reading 13 hours. And remember, I'm talking about 13 hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi. And here's what she wrote in September 2014. So this was just 2 years after the event, and it was just right after this book on Benghazi was issued. Here's what she wrote, and here's how her review is titled. It's titled "A Gripping and Must Read for All Americans." So again, now you can, I think, begin to see why I was so perplexed. This is just listed as a book on African politics. But here the first review says it's a gripping and must read for all Americans. She says, "I am more a reader than a writer of reviews. This book, however, compels comment. From cover to cover, it is full of information, historical along with firsthand accounts of Benghazi heroes that bring a greater clarity to the inevitable East-West culture clash. On that basis alone, it is a must read. But there's more. The principals in the narrative were upfront about two things. They were well-paid operators hired to protect CIA employees. They knew the risk of their jobs. And two, they had no political axe to grind." And so if there's time, this program, I'm going to read you the preface from the book to show you that that's exactly how they felt. But she goes on to say, Marsha goes on to say, "We can only wish that our government had been as upfront about the reasons for the Benghazi attack when it was known months earlier that an attack on the U.S. operation was imminent." Now, those are facts that did come out after this whole Benghazi incident. And we know there was a lot of deceit in hiding the facts given to America. And you know, it just has come out in the investigation that American government leaders knew that an attack was imminent, and still they didn't prepare for it. She goes on to say, "Rather, from the top all the way down the chain of responsibility, the attack became politicized as it was the election season." She goes on, "Recall the slogan, 'Osama is dead and GM is alive.' In that vein, Washington described the cause for the attack as a mob reaction to a blasphemous video produced in the U.S. So what we had was bureaucrats in D.C. doing a hurried CYA, while the guys on the ground were literally doing that to rescue U.S. State Department employees in a compound with substandard security for its environs. Later, in order to shore up this narrative, our State Department even went so far as to produce an ad declaring that our government had nothing to do with the video." And, of course, we now know that video was a ruse, that it really was not part of the problem at all. And actually, it got far worse. They actually did go and arrest the guy and throw him in jail for a while. But Marsha goes on to say, "This taxpayer-funded ad ran on Pakistani television. Whether we will ever know the truth, something in scant supply these days, is questionable. We can hope. And so that was one of the first reviews of the book when it came out. So it is really quite interesting how people perceived this book. Now, again, if you really consider just what Amazon has done on their webpage, and I just checked the webpage this morning, so it's not like I'm saying that that this happened in 2014. Certainly, this didn't happen when the book just came out. But this was just, I looked today, and it says about 13 hours, what really happened in Benghazi. What they're saying is it's African politics. Now, I even believe that Amazon is somewhat fearful of not appearing politically correct by saying that this book is about African politics. Now, to agree that is true. I mean, there are problems in Libya that are African politics. But this book is much more than African politics. If you just really think about it and just be honest about it, this book is really about what happened to an American embassy in Libya. So to me, that means it should really be about American politics. The book is also about what Washington did not do to protect embassy employees. It's about American politics, in other words. It's about American foreign policy. It's about how American government protects or does not protect its citizens. And now here's another tough word that's hard for people to say, but this book is about terrorism. And it's also about Islamic terrorism. It's about Al-Qaeda, and it's about Iran. And, Iran is the most sophisticated state sponsor of terrorism in this world. And they hate America. They hate American interests. And Iran funded this attack on that embassy. And we have to come to see that. So I really feel that a better subject heading would be either current American history or, terrorism or radical Islam attacks an American embassy. Now, that's my feeling. And I do, I do have a library background. I have been trained as a reference librarian for university libraries, so I do have some idea or some understanding of how you build subject headings. So we have to just come to see that we're living in a climate where people really don't like to face the truth. People don't really like to see things as they are. And yet that is not going to get us anywhere as a person, or it's not going to get us anywhere as a nation. And I really truly believe this book is worth your time in reading. Now, we've announced it for a while, and I hope you have gotten the book, and I hope you are reading it. And I really look forward to discussing this book with you on this radio program. Let me just give you just a few snippets from a few more reviews in the time we have left. This is from a woman. Her name is Margaret. And again, she's writing about her views after she read this book. She says, "I loved the background of Benghazi's history in the beginning and how it transitioned to the events of 2012. The fast-paced, down-to-earth account given by the survivors made me swell with pride that there are good guys out there willing to take on evil to protect others and what we should all hold dear. I would recommend this book to anyone who is on the fence about what happened that horrible day and hope they would see how everything they see in one-minute sound bites is not always the whole story." And I think that is a problem in our society. So many of us, we're so busy with so many things, we don't take the time to really investigate a story and to really get all the facts. And we don't get the whole story in sound bites. And unfortunately, even during this election phase, I think Americans have found out that we're not getting all the information And of course, then when it does come out, it just really gets, hit pretty hard by the media. Then you have, what one side feels, then you have what another side feels, and then pretty soon they'll introduce something new, and then that goes away, and it's not really resolved. Then you have another incident will come up, and another one, and another one, and Americans right now, I think, are just really tired of, this whole campaign and what's happened. Here's another review from a man. His name is Gary, and he says about this book, he says, it's a compelling read. It says, a riveting account of what happened during the Battle of Benghazi. The book is hard to put down. It is the account of what happened during the attack on our diplomatic outpost and CIA annex by the heroic defenders of the compounds. This book describes what the State Department security team experienced during the attack. The book contains little of the political back and forth, just the facts of what happened during the attack. The book reads like a great thriller novel. The story shows heroes still exist in this world of ambivalence. So that's a really good review. And hopefully this is stimulating you to want to read the book. And if you're sitting on the fence about it, or if you're just a little bit afraid about it, well, let's get some courage and let's dig in there and read this book. Here's another one, just one more, and I'll conclude with these reviews. But it says there, I just started reading this book. As a fairly centrist citizen, I usually base my opinions off of what I hear someone says. It's so nice to be able to read some facts from people who were actually there. If you don't know the facts, this is a good place to learn them. It's much easier to form an opinion when the facts skip the media and political biases of both liberal and conservative. It's a heartwarming story to know that there are people who care so much about us that they are willing to march into death for us. And, that is a great review there. Now, again, if you really look at the book, I know that in the very preface they do, they don't want to get into politics. Let me just read you just a little part of this preface. But I really don't see how we can't get into some politics as we discuss this book. But here's a note to the reader, and this is in the very front of the book. It says, this book documents the last hours of an American diplomatic outpost in one of the most dangerous corners of the globe. Based on exclusive first-hand accounts, it describes the bloody assault, tragic losses, and heroic deeds at the U.S. State Department Special Mission Compound and at a nearby CIA base called the Annex in Benghazi, Libya, from the night of September 11, 2012, into the morning of the next day. It is not about what officials in the United States government knew, said, or did after the attack, or about the ongoing controversy over points, electoral politics, and alleged conspiracies and cover-ups. It's not about what happened in hearing rooms of the Capitol, anterooms of the White House, meeting rooms of the State Department, or green rooms of TV talk shows. It's about what happened on the ground, in the streets, on the rooftops of Benghazi, when bullets flew, buildings burned, and mortars rained, when lives were saved, lost, and forever changed. And we wanted to get into all those facts, and we want to get into this riveting story, and it is a great story, but it really is great history. And that's really why I want to do this book on, JBL. So next time, we will begin discussing 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi by Mitchell Zuckoff with the Annex security team. I know that you will find what we have to say very interesting. Now, if you have not yet purchased the book, you can find it for about $10 on Amazon. You can generally locate a good used copy at abebooks.com. Now, as a disclaimer, remember, there is soldier-type language in the book. If this might be too offensive to you, you may not want to read the book. However, still feel free to listen to the discussion. We believe in clean talking here at JBL. So please write me any comments you may have to jbl@pcog.org. You can follow JBL on Twitter at jbliterature1. You can also follow JBL on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/justthebestliterature. So until next time, keep reading.
You've been listening to Just the Best Literature on Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG, streaming online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.